Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Conduent's first annual meeting. I'm Bill Parrett, Chairman of the Board, and I will chair today's meeting. I'm proud to be a part of this impressive company. There's a lot of work underway to transform Conduent into a high-performing industry leader. Ashok Vemuri and his management team have created a very ambitious but achievable plan to define a new brand, a new operating model, and a new culture. This will not be easy work, but Conduent is headed in the right direction, and I'm confident that together with the support of the board, the management team will achieve all of the goals it has set out. And I know that we look forward to hearing from Ashok later on today as he talks about Conduent's path forward. Before Ashok provides the report of management and we begin the official business of the meeting, let me introduce the members of the board of directors who are with us here today. Seated directly in front of me, Paul Gallant. Paul is the Chief Executive Officer of Verifone Systems, Inc. Paul, you want to just stand up and everybody get to see you? Thank you very much. Joey Greger, retired Managing Partner or Managing Director, Leadership Development, Warburg Pincus. Joey.
Good morning.
Vincent Intieri, he's the President and Founder of VDA Asset Management, LLC, and the former Senior Managing Director of the Icahn Capital Group. LP Vince. And then we have Courtney Matta. Courtney is a portfolio manager at the Icahn Capital LP Group. Michael Nevin, financial analyst at the Icahn Capital LP Group. Michael. Virginia M. Wilson. She's the Senior Vice President, Chief Financial Officer of Teachers Insurance and Annuity Associates. Jenna. And of course, we all know Ashok, who is seated here at the table. Welcome, Ashok. This is also your first meeting of Conduent annual meeting. I know you're excited to get to the podium and excited to get back to work and move this company forward. So thanks for all the great work you're doing. Michael Nutter is not in attendance today. He had a prior commitment. Michael is the former mayor of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And from PricewaterhouseCoopers, the company's independent auditors, we have Pierre Sir. He's the lead engagement partner for PwC. Pierre. Finally, please note that we are recording the proceedings of today's meeting so that the shareholders who could not attend the meeting can listen to the replay, and also we're recording it so that we have an accurate record of the proceedings of the meetings. Now let me turn it over to Ashok, who will introduce the management team and provide a report of management.
Thank you, Bill. Very good morning, everybody. Let me also add my welcome to Bill's, to our first shareholders meeting as Conduent Inc. As you know, Conduent was created as a result of the spin-off from Xerox and was in fact the first public company to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange for the year 2017. This morning I will describe our company and the value we are creating for our clients as an essential partner in their business and operations. I'll also share an update of the recent work to become an independent organization and the journey we will take to become an industry leader over time. But first, let me actually start off by introducing my senior leadership team. On the podium with me, Brian Walsh, Chief Financial Officer, Mike Peffer, EVP and General Counsel, Jeff Friedel, Chief People Officer, Dave Amaral, President, Jay Chu, Chief Accounting Officer, Carol Klein, Chief Information Officer, John Kennedy, Chief Marketing Officer, Christine Landry, Group Chief Executive, Consumer and Industrials, and Pratap Sarkar, Group Chief Executive, Financial Services and Healthcare. I'm proud of the leadership that we have assembled, and I'm confident that together we can achieve the ambitious goals we have set for the future. We are beginning our journey with several important advantages: a strong global workforce, a broad portfolio of technology and process assets, and a diverse and loyal client base. We serve about 76 of the Fortune 100 companies in every state in the U.S. Over time, we aspire to become the leading business process service partner for companies and governments worldwide. During the next 3 years, we plan to be recognized for the following. One, an innovative growing competitor in the business process service industry, a progressive employer, and finally, a successful turnaround where we'll deliver against the aggressive financial targets that we have committed to you, our shareholders. At our core, Conduent partners with businesses and governments to manage sizable aspects of their ongoing operations. This work typically involves high volume, repeatable interactions with the people that they serve, their customers, patients, employees, or the public at large. For example, we drive the implementation and administration of employee and citizen benefit programs. We process insurance claims, medical bills, highway tolls, and transit fares. We answer questions related to products, prescriptions, and/or service plans. We administer learning programs across large employee populations, and we also provide tools and services that enable compliance for information processing. Our broad portfolio makes us the largest pure-play business process company in the industry. We interact with 67% of all insured patients in the United States and administer the billing for almost 50% of all workers' compensation claims. 20 of the top 20 health insurers are our clients. We process over 40% of child support payments and support customer experience operations for the top three mobile phone providers. Our clients trust us to ensure these interactions are executed perfectly and help to improve the overall relationship with the individuals we serve on their behalf. To support this work, Conduent utilizes an extensive portfolio of digital, intelligent platforms built from our technology, domain, and industry expertise. These platforms are sets of tools designed to create a reliable, seamless experience for the person with whom we are interacting. Conduent digital platforms are scalable and can be utilized in multiple client situations, thus minimizing the need for large technology builds. They can be tailored to specific situations and are easily updatable, allowing us to customize solutions particular to client needs. Around two-thirds of our revenue is platform-based. The balance is comprised of our transaction processing and customer experience business, which we are now modernizing through robotic process automation, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. Our portfolio covers almost every aspect of business services, from finance and accounting, to learning, to human resources, and customer experience. And in the public sector, we are a leader in tolling, transit, parking, payments, and other citizen services. Much of our future revenue growth will come from bringing more of what we sell to our existing clients, driving greater service line penetration. With that as background on what we do, let me describe our progress to stand up our new company. Conduent's legacy is as a highly diversified conglomerate of hundreds of independent entities. We are now becoming an integrated company, unified under a single purpose and brand, with consistent ways of operating across all facets of the company. The opportunities to streamline and consolidate are immense and are key to the efficiencies we are targeting in our transformation. For example, we have realigned our go-to-market teams around industry verticals for deeper account coverage and higher focus on cross-selling. Corporate support functions like HR, finance, marketing, legal, etc. are in place and are supporting our go-to-market teams. Importantly, we are designing these to support the needs of a modern business service company versus a traditional hardware manufacturing model. Business intelligence has been a major focus for us, and we are now running the business with cleaner data, or what I call the one version of the truth, and higher and deeper analytics. Consolidation across our real estate and IT infrastructure are yielding tangible results. We currently do business or operate in 42 countries, and are exiting those which we believe are non-strategic or offer little long-term potential. We are strengthening our relationships with our core technology partners and revisiting our contract obligations to ensure balance and mutual benefit. And with key leadership hires and management now in place, we are turning to the important work of establishing a culture built on client centricity and operational excellence. We are recreating this business into a profitable, predictable, and sustainable enterprise. And as I mentioned earlier, our ultimate ambition is not just to perform well financially, but to contend for leadership in our industry. Over time, we aspire to be admired along with other well-known and great companies. Achieving such a bold ambition requires a multifaceted approach across the entire company. Specifically, there are five facets of change we're addressing, with each representing an area of transformation. First, we must become essential, trusted partners to our clients, meeting more of their needs across our broad capability set. Today, our clients purchase on average only one service line from us. Over time, it should become multiples of this. Secondly, we must become a company where the best talent aspires to work. We are an organization of many disparate cultures today. We will unify our culture and make this a competitive advantage. Thirdly, given our legacy as a fragmented conglomerate, we have inherited an antiquated infrastructure. From real estate to technology, we are aggressively consolidating, streamlining, and updating for cost reduction and higher and better performance. Fourth, while we have unified under a single name over time, we hope to create a trusted, differentiated brand that is well-respected and known for agility, forward-thinking, and client focus. And finally, we must change the way we operate for greater agility and speed. Common data, common tools, and ways of working are key to this. We are pushing decision-making closer to the client. Speed and responsiveness is the price of entry across any industry today. These five facets of change convey the kind of work ahead of us as we strive to become a profitable, predictable, sustainable, and market-leading enterprise. We have a long way to go, but 5 months in, we believe we are off to a solid start. Thank you again for your support of the company. Now let me turn it back to Bill.
Thanks, Ashok. Well done. I now ask Mike to handle some of the preliminary business. Mike?
Good morning. Greg Veliotis, who is seated at the back of the room of Computershare, has been appointed to act as Inspector of Election at this meeting. He has subscribed his oath of office, and he has submitted his report as follows. There were outstanding on March 27th, 2017, the record date for this meeting, 203,630,042 shares of common stock. The holders of approximately 177,730,879 shares are present in this meeting, either in person or by proxy, or approximately 87% of the outstanding shares of common stock. Accordingly, a quorum is present. During this meeting, Mr. Perrette and members of management may make comments that contain forward-looking statements which by their nature address matters that are in the future and are uncertain. Actual financial results may be materially different. Mr. Chairman, I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Michael. Since we do have a quorum present, I now declare the meeting to be legally convened. We will now conduct the formal business of the meeting. I do ask that you restrict your remarks to the subject matter of the specific proposal that is being presented as we go through the formal aspects of the meeting. Once the meeting is adjourned, Ashok will take questions and make comments from the floor during the general discussion. If you would like to speak or ask a question, please raise your hand and proceed to the aisle, and there'll be an opportunity to receive a microphone there. Then please state your name, and if appropriate, the name of the organization that you're representing. As stated in the rules of order, which are on the seats either next to you or you're sitting on it, we would ask that you would limit your comments and questions to no more than 3 minutes. For those shareholders who wish to vote in person, there are ballots available at the table in the back of the room. Please raise your hand if you need a ballot, and we'll make sure that one is brought to you. Those ballots will be collected then and presented at the end and accumulated with the rest of the votes. Mike will now take us, will now present the nominations for the board. Michael?
On behalf of the board of directors, I nominate the following persons named in the proxy statement for election as directors to hold office for a term of 1 year and until their successors have been elected and qualified. The following individuals: Ashok Vemuri, Paul Gallant, Joey Greger, Vincent Intieri, Courtney Mather, Michael Nevin, Michael Nutter, William Perrette, and Virginia Wilson.
Thank you very much, Mike. Is there any discussion or any questions? Okay, there being no discussion, the comments will proceed. Now, Mike, will you now please present the proposal for ratification of the selection of our independent registered public accounting firm?
I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP to act as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the year 2017 be and hereby is ratified.
Thank you, Michael. Is there any questions or discussion? Okay, being none, Michael will now present the proposal regarding the approval on an advisory basis of the 2016 compensation of the named executive officers.
I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the company's shareholders approve on an advisory basis the compensation of the named executive officers as disclosed in the company's proxy statement for the 2017 annual meeting of shareholders pursuant to item 402K of Regulation SK, including the compensation discussion and analysis, the summary compensation table, and the other related tables and disclosures.
Thank you, Michael. Is there any discussion on this topic? Seeing none, we can proceed to the next item. Michael, will you please present the proposal regarding approval on an advisory basis of the frequency of the advisory vote for executive compensation?
I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the company's shareholders select 1 year for the frequency on an advisory basis of the advisory vote on executive compensation.
Thank you, Michael. Is there any questions or discussions on this topic? Being none, Mike, will you please present the proposal regarding the approval of material terms of the performance goals under the Conduent Incorporated Performance Incentive Plan?
I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the company's shareholders approve the material terms of the performance goals under the Conduent Incorporated Performance Incentive Plan.
Thank you, Michael. Are there any questions or discussions on this point? Since there are no questions or discussion items here, we've now concluded that part. So, ladies and gentlemen, the polls are in fact open. If you need a ballot, please raise your hand. If there is any shareholder who would like to vote in person, please make sure that your ballot is collected. Not seeing any hands raised. So, Michael, are all the ballots in?
Yes, they are.
Good, thank you very much.
Hold on.
I'm sorry? So we're just collecting another ballot or two. So are there any other ballots that need to be filled out or collected? Does the inspector of the ballots have all of the ballots and recording them? Kevin, you've provided all the ballots. Great, thank you very much. So, Mike, at this point, are all the ballots in?
The polls are closed, yes,
and
Mr.
Then
Chairman.
The polls are closed, great. So, Mike, will you please present the report of the inspector of election?
The inspector of election has presented his preliminary report to me, and he has determined as follows. First, for the election of directors, each of the director nominees received at least 94.7% of the votes cast at this meeting for his or her election. This satisfies the majority vote requirement for the election of each of these directors. Second, for the ratification of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as independent registered public accounting firm for the year 2017, 99% of the votes have been cast for this proposal. Third, for approval on an advisory basis of the 2016 compensation of our named executive officers, 98% of the votes have been cast for this proposal. Fourth, for the selection on an advisory basis of the frequency of the advisory vote on executive compensation, 94% of the votes have been cast for 1 year as the frequency of the advisory vote on executive compensation. And finally, for the approval of the material terms of the performance goals under the Conduent Incorporated Performance Incentive Plan, 84% of the votes have been cast for this proposal.
Thank you, Michael. Having received the report of the Inspector of Election, I declare that all of the directors nominated by the board have been elected. The selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for 2017 has been ratified. The 2016 compensation of our named executive officers has been approved. 1 year has been approved as the frequency of the advisory vote on the executive compensation, and the material terms of the performance of goals under the Conduent Incorporated Performance Incentive Plan have also been approved. There being no further business to come before the meeting is adjourned.